Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
The Deputy President of the Patriotic Alliance is on the line with us, Kenny Kunene, obviously speaking on the issues that are happening in Gauteng. A very good evening to you, Councillor Kunene. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to your listeners of Kaya FM.
Councillor Kunene, you told us earlier that you are sitting tight, you will remain in Johannesburg, you're not going to go anywhere. Does what is happening right now in the province concern you?
Yes, it is concerning for the residents of Gauteng, the citizens of Gauteng especially. But Pimelo, we are vindicated as the Patriotic Alliance. We have said in 2021, the DA is impossible to work with. The DA is arrogant. The DA is rude. The DA sees a black person as inferior and they see themselves as superior and as bosses. I'm happy that South Africans today have witnessed what we have been going through. The DA held the country to ransom. They put the country on autopilot for 2 weeks, if not more. For positions and power that they have accused the PA of wanting in the local elections, in the local coalitions. The DA is still putting the province on autopilot because of their greed for positions and power. The DA instructed the ANC at national that the PA must not be part of that coalition. The ANC put their foot down. The DA instructed the province in Gauteng that the PA must not be part of that coalition. In fact, the DA did not want any other party to be part of the coalition except for them and the ANC. That's how greedy, that's how power-mongering they are. So it is concerning.
So, Mr. Kunene, what then becomes this conversation? Because you eventually, at national level, you know, as you are saying, that the ANC put their foot down, and hence we now have, you know, Gayton McKenzie become the minister. What must happen in this conversation? Are you privy to what is actually going on there?
Not necessarily, but the ANC has put its foot down that the PA will be part of the coalition. The ANC has reached out to us to say that the Premier will also announce the Patriotic Alliance deployee as part of cabinet. We are very happy with that. I know that yesterday, we all know that there was a deadlock. The DA said today that they will be leaving. Helen Zille said they are leaving. And from what I have heard, it's not official, is that the leaders of the ANC at national level were now discussing this development so that they can give direction to the province on how to move. I have seen that there's a press conference by the Secretary General tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So perhaps that is where we will then get directive. But what I know is that the Premier, Panyaza Lesufi, was ready to announce yesterday. He is ready to announce today. We are awaiting that announcement. With or without the DA, government can be constituted in Gauteng. The DA is not the alpha and the omega. The DA can humble. We don't need them.
Have you made yourself available for this cabinet in the province?
Yes, in the province, we have been approached. The ANC has indicated that they will work with us. So we are waiting to see what is it that we are being offered. Which room are we being given? In the house, is it a bedroom? Is it a lounge? Is it a kitchen? We will make work with what we are being given.
Ow.
But I think that one must commend the ANC in Gauteng province for being able to put its foot down against these white supremacists who think that they can give instructions to anyone that is not their color. Helen Zille is a deep, typical white supremacist racist who thinks that she owns South Africa. They want to run the province through the back door, just like they want to run the country through the back door.
So,
and I'm saying big up to the leadership of the province, big up to Lebo Maile, big up to TK Nisa, big up to Panyaza Lesufi and all their team. That leadership has showed that indeed they are decisive.
So, Mr. Kunene, I mean, you were not so humble when it came to what you want at national level. You were not very modest. You were very clear. Gayton McKenzie said, this is what I want or else. You're not saying that right now.
No. Gayton McKenzie did not say this is what I want or else.
He was very clear that he wants to have a ministerial position.
Yes, a ministerial position.
That's what I'm asking.
But we spelled out our wishes.
Mm-hmm.
We would want to have Home Affairs so that we can implement Abahambe, so that we can correct and implement what is being corrected and implement the provisions of the Constitution that says whoever is illegal in the country must be deported.
Yes,
Mr. Kunene, the Constitution is not us.
I understand that. Yes. What I'm trying to get at here is that would you like the chairman portfolio position be comfortable with you, or you want to be in the executive?
No, we've made it very clear with the ANC, whether at national or at province, that we are not people that want to watch over other people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want portfolios. We want to be on the ground. We want to be part of service delivery implementation. That's what we want, and I think the ANC has accepted that at national level. You've seen that we've been given the ministerial position, and we're expecting the same here in the province. And we are having jovial conversations and discussions with the province almost every day, especially because of these delays by this greedy DA.
So maybe next week you'll be MEC something something.
No. I have withdrawn from the province.
Okay.
I'm just leading negotiations of the Patriotic Alliance with the province.
Mm-hmm.
But I have withdrawn from that list. I remain the MMC of Roads and Transport until 2026.
Okay.
At PA, we are not just about jumping from local to province to national. No. We are about strategic moves. We are about finishing what we start. So I would want to finish the work that I've been doing until 2026.
Right.
And then we'll then take it from there in 2026. Who knows? The people of Johannesburg might say, no, Mr. Kunene, you've been doing a good job. Please become the mayor.
Okay.
So you will never know. But
that
is where I am.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving the ground. I love the ground. I love working with people on the ground.
Kenny Kunene, appreciate your time. That is the Patriotic Alliance Deputy President on the line with us, stating their position as the PA about what is happening in Gauteng. When I get back, I'm just going to take a quick break. I'll be speaking to the EFF.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.